This is Akashvani. The news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India's aviation sector had witnessed a historic transformation in just one decade. Addressing Wings India 2026, which commenced today at Begumpet Airport in Hyderabad, the Prime Minister in his video message highlighted that from aircraft manufacturing to advanced air mobility and leasing, India is positioning itself as a land of aviation opportunities. The Prime Minister said that Udaan scheme has enabled nearly 1.5 crore passengers to fly on routes that didn't even exist a decade ago. He noted that India today stands as the world's third largest domestic aviation market, reflecting the scale and speed of its growth. Wings India 2026, Asia's largest civil aviation event, commenced today and will continue till 31st of this month. The four-day event will showcase the rise of Indian aviation and the future of global flight. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, "The youth of the country today define courage and are committed to a nation-first mindset." Mr. Modi was addressing the annual National Cadet Corps NCC PM's rally at the Karyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi. The Prime Minister said the NCC is a movement that makes India's youth confident, disciplined and sensitive citizens dedicated to the nation.
आज पूरी दुनिया युवा भारत के युवाओं की तरफ बहुत भरोसे से देख रही है और दुनिया के इस भरोसे का कारण है स्किल और संस्कार. भारत के युवाओं के पास लोकतंत्र के संस्कार है. हमारे युवाओं के पास हर प्रकार की विविधता को सम्मान देने के संस्कार है. भारत के युवाओं के पास पूरी दुनिया को एक परिवार मानने के संस्कार है. हम अपने सामर्थ्य से उस देश के विकास में मदद करते हैं.
Maharashtra is in deep mourning following the tragic demise of Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar in a plane crash near Baramati district, Pune this morning. The state government has announced a three-day state mourning till the 30th of this month. The budget session of Parliament commenced today with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to the joint sitting of both houses. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu said the government is fully committed to social justice in its true sense, and as a result, 25 crore citizens have overcome poverty during the last decade. She said after Operation Sindoor, confidence in Made in India defence platforms has grown stronger.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर से विश्व ने भारतीय सेना का शौर्य और पराक्रम देखा. हमारे देश ने अपने संसाधनों के बल पर आतंकियों के अड्डे को ध्वस्त कर दिया है. मेरी सरकार ने कड़ा संदेश दिया है कि भारत पर किसी भी आतंकी हमले का जवाब दृढ़ और निर्णायक होगा. सिद्धू जल समझौते को स्थगित किया जाना भी आतंकवाद के विरुद्ध हमारी लड़ाई का हिस्सा है.
The President said to provide employment and deployment in and development in rural areas, a law named Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji has been enacted. President Murmu said this scheme will provide a new momentum to rural development and create new facilities to farmers, livestock farmers and fishermen. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will table the Economic Survey 2025-26 in Parliament tomorrow. The document is prepared by the Finance Minister's Department of Economic Affairs under the guidance of the Chief Economic Advisor. The Economic Survey is a comprehensive review of the country's current economic state and future outlook. Union Budget 2026-27 will be presented on Sunday. The first phase of the budget session will be held until 13th of next month. The second phase will take place from 9th March to 2nd of April, and there will be 30 sittings during the budget session. The Lok Sabha today paid respect to Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar, who lost his life in a plane crash this morning. Mr. Pawar was a member of 10th Lok Sabha. The lower house also paid tribute to former Bangladesh Prime Minister Khalida Zia and five former members of Lok Sabha who passed away recently. Later, the house was adjourned for the day. In men's cricket, New Zealand were 138 for 4 in 13.5 overs against India in the 40-20 of the five-match series in Visakhapatnam when report last came in. India won the toss. And that's the end of the news bulletin.